It's been long overdue because we think we need more troops, and that's why we requested for an increment to at least 17,000. We've got to deploy in other sectors of the country. We need more force enablers. We need helicopters. We need maritime assets. We need engineers. All these will be very, very crucial in helping us launch phase two of the operation.
Ever since the addition of the Kenyan troops, do you think you have a hold now on the Al-Shabaab? Do you think you can, in a few months' time, get Al-Shabaab under control?
First of all, we welcome the Kenyan troops down in the south. What we need now is the United Nations Security Council resolution so that they can integrate or transfer to the AU mission. Now, the fact that they will be deploying in the south, that means that they will help us launch more easily into phase two, because phase two, we're supposed to take over part of south and southwestern Somalia, including key Al-Shabaab cities like Kismayo.
Al-Shabaab on Saturday issued a warning that they are going to do more bombing of the capital, Mogadishu. Can you make sure that this does not happen?
That's not easy, James. It's not easy to ensure 100% security for a country that has been at war for all these years. Honestly speaking, once or twice, these guys will go through the net and you get a bomb going off in the wrong place, just like it can happen in America or in Baghdad. This is a young country that is trying to recover from a conflict. The Al-Shabaab are now spread in the population, taking cover behind civilians, preparing explosives. So it's going to take a bit of time to completely wipe out this threat of improvised explosive devices.
Colonel, in a few months' time, the transitional period in Somalia will come to an end. Do you think the country is ready to be on its own? Or do you think there will be a need for the African Union force to stay on?
Well, I think beneath the transition end, the AU mission will have to continue because there are still a lot of things that we have to do, including building the transition of federal institutions, particularly the National Army, the Somali Police Force,